It seems like every week, hell, multiple times every week, there are altercations and fights breaking out at sporting events. Every Monday, instead of Monday morning quarterbacking, we are seeing reports of fights at NFL games. The NHL opened their season this week with a nice brawl between fans. And it's not only happening in America, this is happening around the world. If you've been following the channel for a while, you already know why I think this continues to happen at sporting events. It's the result of living in politically charged times. The country has never been more divided. We're divided on religion. We're divided on immigration, health care. Hell, there are even talks of literally splitting the country in half. America's always been divided politically. That's nothing new. But the difference this time, we're divided fundamentally. That type of divide spills over into everyday life. Now, I'm not saying these fights at sporting events are people fighting over politics or social justice, but the aggravation or the angst over these issues that people are dealing with every day, it has tempers short. People are quick to escalate. Soccer matches in Europe, they are known for the fights in the stadiums between fan bases. We saw a different situation, though, on Tuesday night. This was an altercation between fans and the police. Now, after hearing that, it would not surprise me if your first thought was Antifa infiltrated a soccer match to fight to defund the police. Normally, that would be the correct assumption. But this was not an altercation caused by people wanting to fight the police or wanting to defund the police. The soccer game that we are talking about is England versus Hungary. Two countries in the middle of a heated rivalry. Soccer has very little to do with this rivalry. These are two countries who, like America, are divided fundamentally. FIFA has already punished Hungary for the behavior of their fans. A couple of months ago, fans in Hungary were abusive towards English soccer players. FIFA punished the team. They banned fans from attending the next two games. British players and a portion of their fans, they're all about social justice, ending racism, equality, inclusion, all the boner words of the woke. Hungary, not so much. Now, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I know the political leanings of the people in Hungary. I don't have a clue. What I do know, people in Hungary, they don't want political demonstrations at soccer games. They have made that abundantly clear. I don't always agree with how they deliver that message. There have been instances of actual racism, but the people of Hungary have made it clear. Quit getting in our face with politics. At this point, political demonstrations at sporting events are no longer about fighting for a cause. It's about attention. And to me, I think English soccer players are protesting now just to spite the fans. They know it pisses them off. It's an act of defiance. Before the game kicked off Tuesday night in England, the English players did what they do best. They showed their submission, assumed their usual position, and got down on their knees. This was not a pregame prayer. This was a show of support for the fight against racism. Oh, and this demonstration was so effective. Fans in attendance who were racist before immediately began to denounce racism. They showed their change in mentality by booing throughout certain sections of the stadium when English players were kneeling. Sky Sports reported that one Hungary fan took it a bit too far. He held up a sign that was anti-kneeling. Oh no, you can't be anti-kneeling. That's racist. That's misogynistic. It offends prostitutes around the world. Due to the booing and demonstrations from the Hungary section, British police were forced to get involved. You know, because we can't have booing at a soccer game. That's not polite. We must put an end to this abhorrent behavior from fans. Metro police claim they entered the Hungary section to arrest a fan. What was his charge? suspicion of a racially aggravated public order offense. What the hell does that even mean? First of all, there's a key word in that charge. Suspicion. Suspicion. So we don't know if this particular fan said or did anything wrong or could be construed as racist. We just have a suspicion that he did. That is one hell of a slippery slope. I suspect a lot of things that end up not being true. For a long time, I suspected that Kyrie Irving had lost his mind. He was talking about the earth being flat, taking weeks off during the regular season to go on a sabbatical, fighting for social justice. For the longest time, I thought Kyrie Irving was a Colin Kaepernick-level socialist. Over the last couple of weeks, Kyrie Irving seems to have had some sort of epiphany. He started fighting for individual rights, which is a direct contrast to socialism. The entire premise of socialism is to fight for the collective, not the individual. It looks like maybe I've been wrong about Kyrie Irving. That's how suspicion works. Over in England, it's not innocent until proven guilty. It's innocent until suspected of guilt. FIFA is now investigating the incident that took place Tuesday night. FIFA, they continue to become less of an organization about soccer and more like the FBI. They spend all their time investigating incidents of suspected racism. Soon, and I'm serious when I say this, but soon, there's not going to be any fans at soccer games in Europe. Every week, some player is whining and complaining about fan behavior. Now, sometimes the complaints are legit. Other times, they're just garbage. Organizations like FIFA, they don't like dealing with shit like this. They want this to go away. The punishment starts small. Fines, maybe suspensions, hoping it'll go away, solve the problem. It doesn't. Then they ban a fan or two from attending games. Then it starts to escalate. They start forcing teams to play a certain number of games in empty stadiums. It turns into what we have going on right now. FIFA hands down a punishment. Fans revolt. They fight back. Like I said, FIFA does not want to be dealing with this. They want it to go away. Now, what's the easiest way to make it go away? Ban fans from attending games. Now, of course, there is another way to resolve this situation quickly. Have your players stop politically protesting before games. But FIFA's not going to do that. We can't stomp on the rights of our players. No, but you damn sure stomp on the rights of your paying customers. We have not reached this point yet here in America, but the damn media, they are trying to push us in that direction. Bill Plaschke, the woke pussy that he is, he was doing his best to further the divide this weekend. His blood was just boiling. Apparently, the stadium lights went out in Atlanta at some point this weekend, and fans of the Atlanta Braves, they took advantage of the situation by using their cell phones to do that racist tomahawk chop. They want to take all the fun out of sports. You know what gets Bill Plaschke excited? You know what gets him excited? It's not a Lakers championship. It's not the Dodgers making the NLCS. It's Laurel Hubbard in a thong. That gets Bill Plaschke so excited. His blood pressure just rises. I read through some of the comments on his tweet. Numerous Native Americans commented, talking about how they actually enjoy the tomahawk chop, how they view it as a nod to their heritage. Matter of fact, according to one fan, the leader of the Cherokee Nation was seen in Atlanta doing the chop with the fans. But it's racist, Bill. Go on believing that. Stay woke. Anyway, let me know what you think of the Metro Police in England arresting a fan on suspicion of racism. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.